This fic is called Pretty as a Picture by Rikyu. Genre, J2AU, rating NC-17, notes, fair warning for underage sex and drinking, dubious consent, and self-indulgent writing. Summary. Alright, so maybe Jared has a thing for the kid next door. Jared sits on the porch stairs and leans back, the riser above him digging into his elbows. A warm breeze dries the sweat on his forehead and neck, and the lawnmower pings a few feet away with the sound of metal cooling. He's halfway through his first beer and already looking forward to his second when his neighbor's back door slams shut. Jared's not surprised to see Jensen heading in his direction. The kid hangs around him a lot, always on hand when Jared tinkers with his car or works on some minor repair to the outside of the house. He's a good kid. Funny and smart for his age. Picks up on stuff pretty quickly. Jared doesn't mind his company. Kinda likes it. Hey you, Jared says, as Jensen approaches the fence and leans his forearms on the chain link. The way Jensen drags his eyes up along Jared's stomach and across his chest before finding his face is fairly obvious. But Jared doesn't call him on it. He can still remember what it was like to be a teenage boy, how the right pair of boxers and the stiff breeze had been more than enough to set him off back then. Hey, Jensen says back and waves toward the partial six-pack sitting at Jared's hip. Can I get one of those off of you? Jared's gaze ticks toward Jensen's house, then to the empty, covered car park. It's all right, Jensen says with a shrug, going for nonchalant. It's cute. They're gone for the night. All growed up, huh? About time, Jensen says. Jared hisses a small laugh, drains his beer, twists the top off of two more, and saunters over to Jensen. Don't tell him, he says, in a conspiratorial stage whisper, as he hands one over to Jensen. I don't want to be accused of contributing to your delinquency. Not a word, Jensen assures him seriously, and clinks the bottlenecks together. Jensen wraps his lips around the top of the bottle, and now it's Jared's turn to try not to stare. He'd be lying if he said he never thought about it. The kid's got a mouth that seems to be specifically designed to suck cock, with plush lips that look so soft and pliant, and his tongue, all pink and wet as it sneaks out to flick fast against the glass rim of the bottle before he tips it up. Jensen drains half the bottle in two huge gulps, tries to hide his grimace by wiping at his mouth with the back of his hand. And that's cute, too. Jared tussles Jensen's hair, trying to ignore the silky slip of it between his fingers. And Jensen bats his hand away and makes a face. A spray of freckles is scattered across Jensen's nose and his cheekbones, somehow adorable and sexy all at the same time. Jared can't help but notice the way Jensen's shot upward recently, and how his shoulders have grown broader, like they're trying to catch up to his newfound height, accentuating his skinny hips and slender waist. His face is still baby smooth, though, and Jared bets the kid only has to shave once a week. Jensen drinks his first beer down to the bottom and starts in on another as he prattles on, tongue getting looser, talking about his new summer job at Mr. Stevens' hardware store and how he's planning on saving up enough to buy that clunker that's been sitting in the driveway a couple blocks away, the one with the for sale sign in the window. It sure is a fixer-upper, Jared tells him. I've got time, Jensen replies. Still a while till I can get my license. Hopefully I can get it running by then. Maybe you can help me? He peeks at Jared through his lashes. First things first. You don't even know if the thing runs? This strikes Jensen as funny for some reason, and he starts to giggle, which turns into a full-on belly laugh within seconds. Maybe I should cut you off, Jared says, and makes a move to snatch the nearly empty bottle from Jensen's hands. It turns out that the fucker's reflexes are still pretty much on point, however, and Jensen manages to dodge him, even if it overextends his reach, and makes him take a few staggering steps back. His arms pinwheel for a second as he regains his balance. And after all of this, his beer still hits the ground. Fuck, Jensen says, looking down at the glass bottle with exaggerated blinks, and clamps his hand over his mouth.
Sorry, he says, muffled. Couldn't have said it better myself. Damn shame, though, to see a perfectly good beer wasted, Jared teases. Wasted? Jensen snickers like it's some kind of inside joke and Jared doesn't know the punchline. Wanna come over? I can make it up to you. It's the juxtaposition that makes Jared hesitate. The small crack in Jensen's voice and his innocent intention set against the backdrop of what could be seen as a crystal-clear come-on. But then Jensen's walking towards the back door, tripping over his own feet a little and beckoning Jared with a wave of his hand. With a mental shrug, Jared decides to take him up on the offer, circling around the side yard, out his gate, and in through Jensen's. The kid sure as hell is entertaining right now, and he doesn't have anything else going on. He finds the discarded beer bottle at the halfway mark and lobs it back into his yard, then follows Jensen into the house. How do you feel about rum? Jensen asks when they make it into the kitchen. He's crouched in front of a low corner cabinet, twirling a built-in Lazy Susan to the clink of glass bottles. His cargo shorts have slipped down a fraction, and his shirt has ridden up, and Jared starts to think the four beers he's had have gone straight to his head because he wants to touch Jensen, find out how warm and soft that spot of exposed skin would feel beneath his fingers. Jensen craves his neck to look at Jared, waiting for an answer, and his eyes are glazed over, incredibly bright. Do you have any coke? Jared asks. Yeah. Jensen answers and stands up too quickly, wobbles a little, and Jared reaches out to steady him with a hand on the back of his neck and another on his shoulder. It might be Jared's imagination, but he swears he feels Jensen shiver slightly beneath his touch. Either that, or maybe Jared's the one shaking. And that can't be right. He's the adult here for fuck's sake, the one who should be able to hold both his booze and his goddamn libido in check. They regard each other for a long moment, the air in the room getting thicker by the second. Then Jensen licks his lips, opens his mouth like he wants to speak, only the words are stuck on his tongue. Jared's a breath away from kissing him right there, sliding his tongue between those gorgeous, spit-shined lips and licking Jensen wide open. Coke, Jensen says in the nick of time, breaking free. Jared sets to work, finding glasses and filling them with ice, and yeah, okay. His hands are shaking, and his throat feels a little tight, and his dick is starting to perk up and take notice of this evening's turn of events. He fixes their drinks, clunks the glasses together soundly, and tries a small sip, smacks his lips together, and makes a contented noise. Tastes like an ice cream sundae, he says with an appreciative frown. Slurring slightly, he grabs the bottle and leads Jared to the living room. Jensen wants to watch the newest X-Men flick, and Jared's indifferent, and they settle onto the couch. By the time Jared's figured out which one is Magneto and that he and Xavier are definitely fucking, Jensen's slid into the center of the couch. The living room windows are open, and a chilly breeze billows the curtains. It's cold. Jensen says, trying to right himself from the slouch he slipped into, only to list far to the side and land against Jared. His shoulder notched into Jared's side and his arm falling across Jared's leg. I think I'm tipsy, he says, surprised, like the idea just occurred to him. I think you're drunk, Jared counters. I think you're right. Jensen sort of melts against him, all the muscles in his body going lax, and his head falling against Jared's chest. You're warm. Jared should really get Jensen to move. Set him up straight and back on his side of the sofa. But the kid's right. The room's cold, and it's warm in all the places where they're pressed together, and there's something comfortable about the way Jensen's snugged in tight along his side, all easy and trusting. Jensen tries playing with the fringe around the hole in the knee of Jared's jeans, twisting it between his thumb and first finger. Jared lost track of the move, gives up entirely, and frees his arm from beneath Jensen to wrap it around Jensen's shoulders. He lets his hand fall to Jensen's hair and starts absently running his hands through it. It's like every goddamn movie cliche in the world when Jensen shifts in closer and looks up at him, his teeth digging into his bottom lip and his smile beatific. It kind of wrecks Jared. A familiar ache builds way down low, and Jared's dick starts to thicken, pressing against the front of his jeans. He curls his fingers into Jensen's hair and gives it a gentle tug. When Jared speaks, his voice sounds very far away. Has anyone ever kissed you? He can feel Jensen tense along his side, and Jared tries to soothe him, tracing the shell of Jensen's ear with his little finger and smiling, slow and relaxed. Yeah, Jensen says, once, but I don't think it really counted. It didn't? Jared asks. We were playing some game. Jensen's blushing face turned a hot shade of pink, but he continues. It was with a girl, and I didn't even really like her. I don't know. I don't think it counts unless you kind of like the person, you know? Yeah, I know, Jared says. Then kisses Jensen. He keeps it light, innocent, barely the brush of lips before moving away and gauging Jensen's reaction. He's frozen, eyes closed, his lashes very dark against the hollows beneath his eyes. Pretty as a picture, this boy. Jared kisses him again, and then a third time, lingering longer with every press of his mouth on Jensen's, opening a little to trap Jensen's bottom lip between his. Jared covers Jensen's cheek with one hand, learning the shape of his cheekbone, and Jensen's lips part with a small gasp. Jared can taste his breath, heady with rum and sweet from soda. It's perfect. And Jared wants more, thumbs at Jensen's jaw, and kisses him again, his tongue pushing past Jensen's lips. Jensen hesitates for just an instant, one quick little flick of the tongue against Jared's before it pulls back, and Jared goes deeper, licks against Jensen's teeth and the ridges along the roof of his mouth. Jensen's definitely shaking, small tremors that Jared can feel all along his own body. And Jared sits back. Did it count? He asks. Yeah, Jensen whispers quietly, like he's sharing a secret. It really did. Good. I like you too, Jared says, just as quiet. Jared shifts them so they're facing each other, gets off on how malleable Jensen is right now, how simple it is to get him to go where he wants him. Jensen has a leg crooked against the back of the couch, his hands in a loose clasp in his lap. Jared touches Jensen's ankle, the thin skin on his instep, and slowly works his way up, fingernails catching on the fine hair that covers Jensen's lower legs. Jensen giggles, then pulls up short, like he's not sure if he should laugh. It's okay, Jared says. You're allowed to have fun. You're also allowed to touch me. He pulls Jensen closer by the wrists and places Jensen's hands on his waist. Jensen curls his fingers into Jared's shirt. Can I? He asks. Even though he's not too sure what Jensen's asking, Jared's response is immediate. Yes, whatever you want. Leaning in, Jensen buries his face in the crook of Jared's neck and nuzzles at the collarbone as he shoves his hands under Jared's shirt and spreads them wide over Jared's ribs. Oh, God, you're so warm. Jensen slurs, his mouth finding Jared's neck and latching on with suckling small kisses. Jared repays him in kind, pulling Jensen's shirt over his head, smoothing his hands down the dip of Jensen's spine and back up along the ridges of his ribs. Jensen's recent growth spurt has left him wiry, not a lot of meat on his bones to spare, and Jared wonders what he'll look like a few years from now, when all his soft curves give way to hard angles. Here, Jared says with a shrug to dislodge Jensen's mouth from his neck. Let me see you. Jensen backs off,
topples against the side of the sofa and immediately crosses his arms in front of his chest, shoulders hunched forward as if he's trying to collapse in on himself. An icicle worms its way into Jared's stomach. "Are you all right?" he asks. Jensen flicks his fingers at Jared. "It's just," he starts, you're so hot, ripped, and I..." Jared cuts him off. "You're so fucking gorgeous." "Yeah?" "Absolutely. I wanna..." Jared doesn't get to finish the thought. Jensen reaches out and pulls Jared to him, and now it's Jensen's turn to control the kiss. He's a quick study, sliding his tongue over Jared's in strong, desperate swipes, forcing Jared's jaw wider. Jensen's hips jab up beneath him, and Jared can feel his dick, a hard ridge, trapped between them, and he struggles to regain his balance. He plants one hand on the arm of the couch and reaches with the other to rub at Jensen's cock. The heat of it bleeds through Jared's palm. Jensen's shorts pull taut around the length of it. Jared sits back on his haunches. The sofa is nothing but awkward, and he wishes they were back at his place, and more specifically in his bed, where he could lay Jensen out and take his time, learn what would make Jensen moan and what would make him smile, make him fall apart, then put him back together so he could do it all over again. "I want to see more of you," Jared says, finally, and opens the button of Jensen's shorts with a quick snap of his fingers. Jensen looks down, in a way that's almost demure, but lifts his hips to help Jared ease the shorts off. His cock slaps against his stomach when it's finally freed, and Jared pulls in a quick breath in surprise. The kid's hunk, cock thick and swollen, arching up toward his belly button, shiny and wet at the tip. Jared's pulse amps up at the sight of it, and his breath catches in his throat, his own cock growing harder still. "Do you trust me?" Jared asks as he hooks a thumb at the back of Jensen's knee, drawing his leg up and drops a kiss on Jensen's ankle. Licking his lips, Jensen offers a tiny nod. Jared takes a cushion and shoves it under Jensen's hips, then pushes Jensen's thighs wide. Jensen really is beautiful like this, splayed out and pliant, a dark flush spread down his neck and across his chest. Small nipples peaked, and his cock leaving wet tracks on his skin. Slowly, Jared trails his finger along the silky skin behind Jensen's balls, watching Jensen's cock jump in response to his touch. He circles Jensen's hole, then taps at it, the muscle drawing tight, then releasing under his finger. "Do you want it?" Jared says. "Fuck, Jensen, tell me you want it." "God, yeah, please," Jensen says, then proves it. He shifts his hips up and lets his legs fall even wider, pushing against the teasing pressure of Jared's finger. It makes Jared lose track of gravity, and his heartbeat pounds loudly in his ears. He pries two fingers between Jensen's lips and between his clenched teeth. "Come on," Jared hisses as he works them in and out. "Get me wet." Jensen does as he's told, sucking on Jared's fingers and nipping at the tips of them, tangling his tongue around one and then the other. Jared drags his hand down the center of Jensen's chest, leaving a wet path behind. He pushes one finger past Jensen's rim, barely breaching him, twisting his wrist and shoving Jensen's spit inside. It's still too dry. The resistance too much, and the last thing he wants to do is hurt Jensen. He pulls out and spits on his hand, rubs it along the crack of Jensen's ass, and presses in again. Slicker this time, and a little deeper. "Oh God, fuck," Jensen says. Warmth radiates off of him, a deeper, searing heat surrounding Jared's finger, and he works it in and out, further and further each time. Jensen clutches at the cushions, and his hips jump up as his orgasm hits him fast, come painting his stomach in thick streaks. Jensen's mouth goes slack, and a long, drawn-out moan tumbles out of him, his ass clenching around Jared's fingers. Jensen throws an arm over his face. "Sorry," he mumbles, embarrassed. "Don't be,"
backyard has managed to stave off his own orgasm. But it was a close thing. You're so fucking tight. Feels so good. Jared moans, withdraws to gather some of Jensen's spunk onto his fingers to slick them up. He sinks into Jensen again, punching another long, low groan out of him, and Jensen starts to writhe, hips pushing down into the cushion and up again, his toes curling. Jared adds another finger, mesmerized by the feel of Jensen around him, the stretch and give of his body, how his rim has gone swollen, the skin shiny and darkened. He's the first person to touch Jensen like this, the first one to ever see his pupils blow open, eating up the green of them with want, the only one to ever know the way Jensen restlessly shifts his hips, the sinewy muscles in his thighs clenching as he fights the urge to draw his legs closed. The thought almost sends Jared over the edge, speeding again toward orgasm, his cock an urgent, confined throb in his pants, and his balls drawing up toward his body. Jared groans and tips forward, nips and licks at Jensen's lower belly, finding the splatters of spunk cooling on Jensen's taut skin. Jensen's cock nudges at his jaw, the flesh hot and sticky, already starting to grow fully hard again. He wants Jensen, so badly, wants to lick and suck and taste every inch of him. More than anything, he wants inside, to split Jensen wide open, and feel the push and pull of Jensen's ass around his cock, make Jensen shiver and squirm and beg. The need to get off is an immediate thing. He keeps two fingers buried inside of Jensen and sits back, fumbling one-handed with the button and zipper of his jeans, and shoves them crookedly past his hips. He never stops moving his fingers, flacking his hand into Jensen quicker and quicker, matching his motion to the needy shift of Jensen's hips. "Think you can do that again?" Jared says, as he takes himself in hand, squeezing hard and running his fist from the base of his cock to the tip. "Can I touch myself?" Jensen asks, and he sounds shy, the tone of his voice a contrast to the insistent rolling of his hips. "Oh, fuck yeah, please." Jensen rubs his hand across his belly, smearing cum on his palm, and grabs his cock. He starts off slow, then quickens to match his pace to Jared. "Jared," Jensen says, "I want you too." His breath comes in harsh gasps. He's close again, so close. He reaches down and touches Jared's arm, holding Jared's fingers in place. "Do you want to fuck me?" It's so curious, the question sounding so innocent, despite the subject, and it's the end of Jared. He comes with a hoarse shout, spilling over his own fist and across Jensen, streaks of cum dripping on Jensen's cock. He falls forward, black spots darkening his vision, and seeks out Jensen's mouth for a sloppy, wet kiss. Jensen's knuckles bump against Jared's stomach in an increasing rhythm as they bite and suck at each other's mouths. Their limbs are set in a tangle, feet bumping. Keeps his fingers inside of Jensen, lazily stroking in and out. Jensen whines against Jared's mouth, his body growing stiff and still as he comes. Again, a fresh wave of hot cum slicking their skin. Jared's head rests on Jensen's chest, the slowing sound of his heart very loud. Jared draws a circle around Jensen's nipple with a thumbnail, his muscles feeling sluggish and slow to respond. Jensen stirs beneath him, and when he speaks, his voice is fucked out and raw. Jared likes the sound of it, immediately addictive. "You didn't answer," Jensen says. "Do you wanna?" "Maybe later." The end. This fic is called Learn Me Hard. Rating NC-17. Genre G2AU. Warnings for underage sex. Author's note. A very long time ago, I wrote a little fic called Pretty as a Picture. And slightly less long time ago, the darling Big Heart June asked for a continuation. Summary. All right, so Jared definitely has a thing for the Kid Dick store. Jared's sitting on the living room floor, backed up against the sofa with his legs crossed at the ankles. A glass of wine sits half-finished at his hip. On the radio, Ella Fitzgerald is singing about summertime, low and slow, and a sluggish, warm breeze pushes at the curtains covering his open windows. It's late, well past midnight, and Jared's trying to muster the energy to take himself up the stairs and into bed. Finds it easier to thumb through some pulpy sci-fi novel, flipping past pages and not really retaining much. A muffled knock comes at his door, so quiet and shy that at first Jared thinks it's the breeze banging something around outside. He waits for it to happen again, then drags himself to his feet, looks through the peephole, and catches the curve of a very familiar shoulder. He pauses, swipes a hand through his hair and considers all the ways that this is a terrifically bad idea, and then opens the door anyway. A month has passed since that first time. Jensen had been drunk, and Jared hadn't been all that sober himself. It's not an excuse, an explanation maybe, but not an excuse. It happened once more since then. Jared almost lost it that second time when Jensen snuck over one fine sunny Sunday afternoon, went down on him as Jared leaned against the kitchen counter, hands dripping soapy dishwater onto the floor, with the sound of Jensen's dad mowing the lawn in the background. When Jensen had lacked in experience, he'd made up for with enthusiasm, sucking Jared down hard and fast, a bit heavy on the teeth, but the heat and the feel of his tongue dripping into the slit of Jared's cock had been close to perfect, almost shocking Jared's orgasm right out of him. "Hey," Jared says, voice coming out cracked. He clears his throat and tries again. "You okay?" "Yeah, yeah," Jensen stammers. I know it's late and everything, but can I come in?" Jensen's looking up at him, his nose a sunburned and freckled, his eyes impossibly bright, the porch light catching in them and sparking gold inside of all the green. He gives Jared a soft little smile that wraps itself around Jared's heart and refuses to let go. If Jensen keeps looking at him like that for another minute, or fuck it, another 5 seconds, he'll cave and give the kid anything he wants, anything at all. Beating out his better judgment, Jared opens the door wider and steps aside, sure to lock the handle and the deadbolt behind him. Christ, it's like he's 16 again. It's pathetic. Thrilling. Before Jared can say anything, Jensen continues in a rush, tripping over his own tongue. "So I was at this party at my friend's house and things started to get weird." "Weird?" Jared asks. "Weird like how?" "Like 7 minutes in heaven, spin the bottle weird." Jared bites back a nostalgic smile. "Kids still play that?" he muses. "And there was this girl who sort of just landed in my lap and stayed there. I think we had geometry together back our freshman year, maybe. She was nice enough and all, and I just..." A hand pressed to the small Jensen's back. Jared starts to usher him forward toward the kitchen, figuring that Jensen just needs someone to hear him out. He'll give Jensen a glass of water and a bit of advice. Let him know that this particular sexual crisis is valid and not imagined. Pat him on the shoulder and send him on his way. "You just..." Jared urges him on. Jensen jumps up on the kitchen counter, leans his elbows on his legs, and lets his hands dangle between his knees. She kept on giggling as she was wearing this chapstick that tasted like cherries, and her hands were so small, and... Jensen cuts off, shaking his head. There wasn't anything right about it. Jared gets it. He could share a few stories himself, but this isn't about him. It's about Jensen. "Nothing you're saying is wrong," Jared assures him. "It's okay that you left." Jensen looks so young, vulnerable, and kind of lost. And something huge breaks free in Jared's chest. Makes him feel like gathering Jensen up and holding him for a very long time. He takes a glass from the cabinet and fills it at the tap, hell-bent on sticking with his original plan.
Coming to a stop in front of Jensen, Jared's careful to maintain his distance no matter how much he wants to step into the space between Jensen's knees, curl his hand around the back of Jensen's neck, and kiss him till they're both out of breath. Instead, he hands the glass to Jensen, watches the kid empties it with a few huge gulps. Now I'm in a tight spot, Jensen goes on. Because I told my folks I was staying at a friend's house tonight, and if I go home now, I'll have to answer questions or fake some kind of illness, and then probably have to answer even more questions. Jared nods along, mildly amused by the unchanging nature of teenage subterfuge. And now you're here, he states. He knows where this is going, and he also knows he's gonna let it happen. But Jensen has to ask first. Jared's losing ground here, miles of it by the second. But there have to be rules, and as flimsy as they may be, Jared's gonna stick to them. I didn't know where else to go, and I was thinking, I won't get in your way. The look Jensen gives Jared is curious, bordering on hopeful, but the implication makes Jared's cock start to thicken against his thigh. It's amazing, unprecedented, the things that this kid can do to him without even trying. Yeah, sure, Jared says, aiming for nonchalance and hitting nowhere near it. You hungry? The words are hardly out of his mouth before Jensen leans toward him, buries his face in the crook of Jared's neck. His arms, a band around Jared's shoulders, forces Jared to trip forward a step, his hands landing on Jensen's ribs, then slowly working their way around to his back. Jensen's skin bleeding warm through his thin t-shirt. Jensen's thighs brush his hips, lean muscle flexing against him and drawing him in closer. Jensen breathes out a huge sigh. Think about you, he says, insecure, muffled against Jared's skin. She kissed me, and all I could think about was you. I can't stop. Jared gently coaxes him back, Jensen's chewing on his lip, a pretty little flush staining his cheeks. He's looking down, not meeting Jared's eye. So Jared thumbs at Jensen's jaw, tips his chin up. The truth comes out so steadily that it's a little startling. I think about you too, Jared admits, all the time. A smile breaks across Jensen's face, huge and relieved and really fucking beautiful. Jared kisses him, he can't help it, fits his hands to the curve of Jensen's skull and traces the shape of his ear with his thumb. Soft chase kisses at first, along Jensen's jaw, the corner of his mouth, lingering slightly longer each time, but still giving Jensen a chance to back out of this. But then, Jensen shifts, turns into Jared and kisses him full on, sucks Jared's bottom lip into his mouth and lets him feel his teeth. It lights Jared up from the inside out and he slicks his tongue in, thinks he wants Jensen to suck on that instead. Jared finds Jensen's hips and slides him forward to the edge of the counter, and Jensen melts against him, brings their chests together and loops his arms around Jared's neck. He snugs in tight, breathes a small gasp as his cock rubs hot and hard against Jared's belly. I guess you don't need a sandwich, Jared says with a low chuckle. He nips at Jensen's mouth, rucks his shirt up in the bath to get at his skin, skirts his fingertips under the waistband of his pants. Jensen makes a small whimper, the neediest sound that Jared has ever heard, and the last tenuous thread of Jared's willpower unraveled. What do you want? Jared says low, right into Jensen's ear. You have to tell me. Jensen stares at him, breathing fast through his open mouth, only the barest slivers of green around his wide-open pupils. He's shivering slightly, nerves or want, or more likely a good dose of both. But he holds Jared's gaze. You, says simply, more than anything. It's not what he was going for, but it's close enough. Jared's heartbeat ratchets up, and he can feel it everywhere, in his throat, the tips of his fingers, his cock. He wants to bend Jensen down over the counter, kick his legs open, and fuck him right then and there. But if he's gonna do this, then he's gonna do it right. Upstairs, Jared says,
using Jensen's hips to slide him off the counter. The trip takes twice as long as it should. They keep getting tangled over their own feet and each other's, pausing every third or fourth step because Jared can't seem to stop kissing Jensen for longer than a few seconds at a time. They stop on the landing halfway up the stairs so Jared can pull Jensen's shirt over his head from behind, slide his hands along Jensen's smooth, warm chest, and lightly scrape his nails over Jensen's nipples until they stiffen into hard peaks. Jensen's coming into his full height, but he's not quite there yet, and Jared has to bend low to drag his mouth along Jensen's shoulder and kiss the back of his neck, Jensen's short hair tickling his nose. Jensen tastes like sweat, the bright tang of adrenaline and clean skin underneath it all, and he's trembling some when he reaches back to bury his hand in Jared's hair, rises up onto the balls of his feet to rub his ass along Jared's crotch. Jensen misses a step when he reaches the doorway to Jared's bedroom, then tentatively inches inside. Jared's neat by nature, has a general aversion to clutter, and nowhere in the house is more important than in his bedroom. A large bed dominates the room, flanked by a couple simple nightstands. His dresser stands in one corner and his desk in one opposite, the top of it empty except for his laptop. "Homie," Jensen teases, and turns to him with a small smile and one eyebrow quirked up. The effect is somewhat lessened by the deep flush on his neck and face, his swollen, spit-shiny mouth. "What?" Jared says as he yanks his shirt over his head and drops it on the floor. "I like a lot of space." "Yeah, maybe because you take so much of it," Jensen shoots back. But now he's distracted, chewing on his bottom lip as his eyes wander over Jared's chest, down along his stomach, and finally come to a stop on the obvious bulge in front of Jared's pants. "That's probably fair to say," Jared admits, and closes in on Jensen, walks him backwards until the backs of Jensen's knees are bumping up against the bed. He skims his fingers down Jensen's spine, fixated on the way Jensen's whole body responds to his touch. How Jensen arches against him when Jared slips his hands into Jensen's shorts and squeezes his ass. Jensen slides down until he's crouching between Jared and the bed, leaving a slick trail of kisses down Jared's stomach as he goes. Holding onto Jared's hips for balance, he buries his face in Jared's crotch, opens his mouth, and runs his lips along the ridge of his cock, tongue flat against the fabric and soaking through his pants. It makes Jared's hips step forward as he fights the primal urge to fuck into Jensen's pretty, pliant mouth. Feel those soft lips and softer tongue up and down the length of his cock. Makes Jensen take him as far down as he can go. "Come here," Jared whispers and pulls Jensen to his feet, putting the brakes on that particular line of thought before it goes too far. Immediately, Jensen's expression closes down into a worried little frown, and he's back to not looking Jared in the eye. He starts to cross his arms over his chest, but stops and lets them fall limply at his sides. "Did I?" Jensen starts, hesitant. He licks his lips and tries again. "Was it bad? I've never done anything like this before, and it's you." "No, not at all," Jared says, needing very badly to put them back on even ground. "It's really fucking good. Too fucking good." He urges Jensen down into the bed and crawls in beside him, slots a leg between Jensen and rolls his hips against Jensen's thigh, allowing Jensen to feel how hard he is, how hot Jensen's making him. Sliding his hand down along the dip of Jensen's stomach and past at the waistband of his shorts, feeling Jensen's cock twitch and strain against his palm, Jared continues, "Besides, this is about you. Let me show you." Jared trails off, and wrapped up in the weight of Jensen's cock in his hand, the solid pressure of Jensen's body, the warmth that sparks in all the places they're touching. "It's about you." After one small nod, Jensen closes his eyes, starts to move inside of Jared's grip, his cock so hot and hard beneath silky soft skin,
He gropes for Jared's shoulder, follows Jared's arm until he blindly finds his wrist and grips it tight. "You want me to stop?" Jared says, rubbing his thumb across Jensen's slit and smearing pre-cum all over the head of his cock. "It's okay if you do. All you need to do is say the word." Tossing his head back, Jensen gasps, breathes out with a moan, and starts to shudder. Warm cum shooting up Jared's wrist and ruining the inside of Jensen's shorts. Jared jerks against him as a fresh wave of heat washes over his body and settles into an insistent throb in his cock. "Fuck. Sorry. So sorry." Jensen mutters and turns away, slinging an arm over his eyes. "Hey, look at me. There's nothing to apologize for. You just took the edge off, is all." "It's a good thing," Jared says as he withdraws his hand, spattered with sticky spunk. He slips one finger into his mouth, bitter and salty from Jensen's cum, laps at his palm, and rolls the taste of Jensen along his thumb. "Yeah?" Jensen asks, breathless, chest still heaving. "Absolutely," Jared tells him. And it's his turn to groan when Jensen licks along the hard pink tongue flat on the underside of his wrist. Jared's mind slows down, begins to work in fractured, incomplete thoughts. "The things you do to me, the things I've thought about doing to you, you have no idea, kiddo." "Show me," Jensen says as he lifts his ass up and slides his pants down over his hips. For the first time tonight, his voice is steady and sure, rough and authoritative, the sound of the man Jensen will eventually become. It makes Jared's mouth go dry, tongue jammed against the roof of it. He rolls over, digs around in the nightstand until he finds his lube and a condom, and kicks his pants off, sighing in relief when the cool air hits the heated flesh of his cock. A slight sheen of sweat covers Jensen's chest, makes his skin seem to glow a little. Jared pushes Jensen's knees up and settles into the space between them and steals a few quick seconds to stare down at him from his vantage. He'd imagined this dozens of times. Jensen spread out beautiful beneath him, all skinny hips and broad, delicately muscled chest. The contrast of Jensen's tan skin against the dark color of his sheets. The fantasy doesn't even come close to the reality of it all. Of the warmth that radiates from Jensen's body, the open expression of anticipation and nerves, and above all, trust on Jensen's face. "Fuck, Jared, please," Jensen begs, wriggling and shifting his hips, toes curling in the sheets. "Since you asked so nicely," Jared teases. He wants to give Jensen everything, teach him every little thing that his body can do. He wants to unravel Jensen, make him gasp and squirm and cry out. With his hands hooked behind Jensen's knees, he presses Jensen's legs up toward his chest. "Hold him up," he says, and drizzles a puddle of lube into the palm of his hand, tipping it this way and that to warm it, then lets some drip from his fingers to slide down the crease of Jensen's ass. Jensen hisses the instant Jared touches his rim, the tight ring of muscle contracting against his finger as a huge shiver moves through Jensen's body. Jensen's cock gives a feeble jerk, nestled soft and spent in the cut of his hip. And Jared can't have that. He sinks his finger in and out of Jensen, going further and further each time, and tips forward to nuzzle at Jensen's balls, take his cock in his mouth, and lap at it until it's rock hard again. "Give me another," Jensen says, and Jared pulls out, pours more slick on Jensen's hole, and breaches him once more, deeper than before, rubbing his thumb against the silky skin behind Jensen's balls. And then Jensen does the most unexpected thing. He reaches down and touches his rim, feeling the spot where they're joined, then slides a finger between Jared's, stretches himself wider than Jared had dared to. A look of blissed out concentration on his face. "God damn." Jared breathes, withdraws his fingers, and has to grip his cock at the base to stop his body from spiraling out of control. Jensen takes over where Jared left off, crooking his fingers inside his own body, first one, then two, and then a third.
hips bucking up into his hand. I had a good teacher, he says with a sly smirk. It wrecks Jared, lights an urgent need in his veins, and he digs his fingers into the back of Jensen's thighs, spreads them open, and bears down on Jensen to slip his cock between the cheeks of Jensen's ass. But Jensen's ass, desperate for anything that will ease the pounding ache in his balls. I'm good. I'm ready. Fucking want you so bad. Jensen growls, and it's a good thing. Jared was a second away from losing it, from pushing aside of Jensen bare, a fraction of a second. Jared relaxes his grip on Jensen's thighs, lets them fall and drape wide over his own. Jensen's breathing fast, his lips pursed into a perfect little ring. Small frown lined between his brows, eyes closed tight, and this is what Jared adores most about the kid. What appears front and center is an admittedly long list of things. Every little change in sensation is spelled out plainly across Jensen's features, writ large. There's a complete honesty about him, not a lick of affectation, no riddles and nothing fake, and Jared wishes he could find some key to preserving that, to keep him that way. Jared's fingers are still slippery with lube, and he loses his grip on the condom twice before Jensen takes it from him and rips it open with his teeth. Can I? Jensen asks. Jared blinks, shakes his head to try and clear it, and says, be my guest. It's the only truly useful thing I've ever learned in school, Jensen says, strangely matter-of-fact. God bless public education, Jared says, but loses his train of thought as Jensen rolls the condom down his length, pours too much lube into his hand and slicks him up. He leans forward, plants his hands on either side of Jensen's head, and whispers, this is it. Last chance. Jensen holds his stare, shoves his hand through Jared's hair to sweep it away from his face. I want it to be you. I've always wanted it to be you. Something huge breaks free in Jared's core. An unexpected lump lodges in his throat. He can't say anything. Only knows how to kiss Jensen. He keeps on kissing him as he lines himself up and nudges inside of Jensen's hole with a slow slide, inch by perfect inch, until he's in as far as he can go. His balls flush to Jensen's ass, his body fully blanketing him. Jensen has gone still against the sensation of Jared buried deep inside him, arms like a vice around Jared's shoulders. Talk to me, Jared says. Tell me how it feels.
Huge, Jensen tells him. Really fucking huge and hot. Like I can feel it everywhere.
Jensen shifts, pulls Jared down by the neck until their noses are brushing. You can move any minute now. That's exactly what Jared was waiting for. And he gathers Jensen into his arms, eases his hips back, and thrusts forward. It's incredible. The tight give of Jensen's rim around the width of his cock. The easy way they line up, click into place, and start to move together. Jensen slings his hips around the small of Jared's waist, digs his heels into his thighs, wraps himself all around Jared inside and out. Harder. Harder. Come on, Jared. Harder, Jensen says, breath falling warm and moist on Jared's mouth. I wanna... Jared shudders, moans, pulls out almost all the way, then slams back inside of Jensen, grinds his hips into Jensen's ass as Jensen bucks up to meet him. Jensen goes rigid with a hoarse cry rips from his throat as he comes, weak pulses of spunk painting his skin on their stomachs. He claws at Jared's back, a bright flash of pain that only spurs Jared on, makes his cock grow impossibly harder, and his heart lodge in his throat. Two more huge, shaky thrusts, and Jared's orgasm hits him like a punch, causing his vision to swim, steals the strength from his arms, and makes him collapse on top of Jensen, hips hitching through the aftershocks. They stay like that for a few long, drawn-out moments, trading lazy kisses back and forth. Jared considers standing, finding something to get them cleaned up. He doesn't get far, only manages to pull out of Jensen with a wince, get the condom off, and toss it toward the trash. He's pretty sure he missed. Can't muster the energy to look over and check. Jensen settles in, fits his body all along Jared's, matching his curves and ankles to Jared's side. He rests his head on Jared's chest and throws a leg across Jared's thighs, his softening cock a sticky weight against Jared's hip. Jared curls an arm around his shoulders, scuffs his nail across Jensen's scalp, concentrates on the crushed velvet feel of his short hair on the palm of his hand. Already, Jared's thinking about the morning. He'll share his toothbrush. He'll scrub Jensen's back when they take a shower. He'll make them pancakes and then devote as much time as possible to licking the taste of syrup out of Jensen's mouth. It'll be a good morning. One of the best. Jensen looks up at him. His blinks are slow. His face smooth. There's a contented curve to his mouth.
Jared, I think I...
Jared shushes him with a finger across his lips, kisses him instead. He knows what Jensen's about to say, and he could probably say the same thing himself. Hell, it might even be true. The end.